We are at the second wide line, Daf Yud Amid Beis, Amar Mar. The Mishnah brought down a machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer concerning an asham that was brought shalei lishma. Rabbi Eliezer compares the asham to the chatas, and just as the chatas, when it's brought shalei lishma, is invalid, so too the asham, because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the chatas comes to atone for sin, and the asham is baal achet. It also comes to atone for transgression. As Tysus points out, most chatos and asham offerings are brought to atone for sin. The chatos or asham brought as part of the purification procedure of a nazir or a mitzvah is an exception to the rule. The Braisa on Daf Yudam et Aleph brought down the position of Rabbi Eliezer, chatos baal chet, v'asham baal chet. Ma chatos shalei lishma psula, af asham shalei lishmai posul. Chatos comes for transgression, as does asham. The same way the chatos that was brought not for its own sake is invalid, so too the asham that is offered not for its own sake is invalid. To this, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Loi, this is not a valid argument. Im amarta b'chatos, if you say that shalei lishma invalidates in a case of chatos, shekein doma l'malo. The blood is applied above the chut ha-sikra, the red line on the mizbeach. But the blood of the asham is applied to the lower half. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua argues on Rabbi Eliezer, chatos is considered more severe and stringent than asham, for the blood is applied above the chut ha-sikra. You cannot derive the din of asham from chatos. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua argues and maintains that an asham that was brought shalei lishma should be kshera, should remain valid. Omar Mar, Omar le Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Loi, you can't claim that asham also was invalid. Im amarto, if you're going to say that the lack of lishma invalidates the chatos, does this apply to the din of asham, whose blood is brought below the chut ha-sikra? Lema le Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara asks, why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer answer Rabbi Yeshua as follows? Asham nami domei lamala. Asham also has its blood applied above the chut ha-sikra. As Rashi explains, if Rabbi Eliezer compares asham to chatos concerning lishma, he should also compare it to the placement of the blood. If concerning the korban chatos, the dam is applied above the red line, so too concerning the asham, the blood should be applied above the red line, and we can compare the two. And for the Gemara, we have a problem with allowing the asham's blood to be applied above the chut ha-sikra. Omar Abaya, Abaya said, asham domei lamalo imosa samrit. You can't say that the blood of the asham is applied above the red line. Kavachemer mi'ayla. We learn this like kavachemer from ayla. Ma ayla shi'i kolu. Ma doch the korban ayla. That is completely consumed on the mizbeach. Domei lamata, the blood is applied below the chut ha-sikra. Asham she'enei kolu. The asham that is not completely burnt on the mizbeach. Like kol shkein, isn't it a certainty that the asham should not have its blood applied above? The ayla is applied below. The asham is also applied below. Tarta Gemara ma'ala ayla. How can you compare asham to ayla? Shekein ena mechaperes. Asham brings atonement, but an ayla does not bring atonement. You can't compare asham to ayla. Ayla is applied below the chut ha-sikra because it doesn't create atonement. On the other hand, asham may be domei lamalo. Its blood is above the chut ha-sikra because asham is brought to atone as a kapora. Zokta Gemara chatos ha'oif teichiach. The chatos, the bird that is brought as a chatos, it will prove the point. Even though it creates kapara, its blood is applied on the lower half of the mizbeach, below the line. Zokta Gemara malach chatos ha'oif, she'ena min zevach. How can you compare chatos ha'oif to asham? Chatos ha'oif doesn't prove anything, because chatos ha'oif is not an offering that requires shechita. Malachatas ha'if shekein eno min zevach. Chatas ha'if is killed with malika. The kain cuts through the back of the neck with his right thumbnail. And that's the reason why the chatas ha'if, the blood is applied below the line. But an asham, which is an offering of an animal and necessitates shrita, there the blood might have to be applied above the chut ha-sikra. How can you bring a proof from chatas ha'if? And with the Gemara ayla teichiach. And we look back at the ayla. And it will prove the point, since we know that the ayla is slaughtered. Nevertheless, the blood is applied, the lower half of the mizbeach. That should be a proof that the asham also has its blood applied, the lower half of the mizbeach. Dr. Gemara, the classical L'Roizek R'Roizek, the issue of one is not the issue of the other. V'L'Roizek R'Roizek, and the issue of the other is not like the issue of the first. Hatzara Shavash Behen, what is the commonality? Shein Kotche Kodeshim. Both of them are similar, and that they're Kotche Kodeshim. V'Domon L'Mata, and the blood is applied below the line. Afani Avi Osham, so too is it in concerning Osham. Shehu Kodesh Kodeshim, which is also Kodesh Kodeshim V'Domon L'Mata, and the blood will also be applied below the line. The same way we find the case of Chata Sa'if and of Ola, which are both Kodesh Kodeshim, and the nature of each is different. The mitigating factors are different. The Ola doesn't create Kapora, whereas the Chata Sa'if does bring Kapora, create atonement. The Chata Sa'if is not Shechted. Rather, Malika is applied to kill it. The Korban Ola is killed through Shechita. Obviously, Malika is not an issue, Shechita is not an issue, Kapora is not an issue. What do they have in common? At the Kotche Kodeshim, and the blood is applied below the Chut HaSikra, so too the Korban Osham has the same commonality. It is also Kodesh Kodeshim, the Dami Lamata. Its blood will also be applied in the lower half of the Mizbeach. Frakti Gemara Omalei Rova mi Barzakil Ravashi. Rova from Barzaki asked on Ravashi, the Lifreich, why can't we question this Tadashovim, Allah Tadashovishabahen? The comparison of this commonality is not complete. Shekein Ein Lohem Kitzva. Oila and Chatas Ha'is have no set minimum amount. That's why their blood is sprinkled, applied below the line. Taimar Ba'osham, Osham is different. Sheyesh Lo Kitzva. It has a minimum amount. The Torah tells us in Parshas Vayikra, the Erkecho Kesef Shkolim. The ram for the Osham has a value of 2 shkolim. Now, although the Pasuk says shkolim without specifying how many, according to Rashi and the Mizrahi, Teres Kayanim, the Gemara increases on Daf Yud Amid Beis, whenever the Pasuk speaks in the plural without specifying how many, it means 2, since that is the minimum of plural. Therefore, the Torah is telling us that Osham has to be a korban whose value is minimally 2 shkolim. Osham, therefore, cannot be compared with a Tzad HaShava, Techata Sa'if, and Oila, who don't have this minimal amount. According to the Nesivos HaKodesh, since Osham has a kitzva, a specific disclosed minimal amount of its value, it is more chamur, and therefore its blood is applied above the line. He quotes from the Gemara in Krisus on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph that if it has a specified amount, it obviously has to be min hamufchor, a select korban. If the Torah specifies a minimal value to the korban, obviously it's min hamufchor, therefore it cannot be compared in a tzad hashava to oila and to chatas ha'if, korbanos that do not have a specified minimum amount. If so, why does Rabbi Eliezer assume that the Osham's blood is applied below the line? It should be applied above the line. Zakti Gemara Lahaina Taimed Rabbi Eliezer, the reasoning for Rabbi Eliezer de Amakro, for it says in Parshat Tzav, HaKoyen HaMachate Oiso, the Koyen, who throws it, who performs its sin offering, and the conclusion of the Pasuk, Yechleno can eat it. The Torah is telling us, as the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Tesem and Aleph in this Masechta teaches, that not only does the Kayin who literally performs the Avoda eat the meat, but the meat is a portion among all eligible Kayanim. Anyone who's eligible to do the Avoda, even if they actually haven't done so, may eat the meat of the korban. Nevertheless, here we are focusing on the word Aysa, in reference to the Kayin who throws its blood. The Omar Krof, where it says in the Torah, HaKayin HaMachate Aysa, the Kayin who performs it, who throws its blood, Aysa Dama Lamala. The Chatos, its blood is applied above the line. Vein Dama Shalach Lamala. But no other blood of any kind of carbon is applied above the line. And from here we can derive that the Usham's blood is applied below the line. If that's the case, and we focus on the word Aysa, and exclude others because of Aysa, Chatas Nami name Aysa. We should also focus on the word Aysa concerning carbon Chatas, ensuring that the Chatas is brought Lishma, but excluding the need for all other karbonis to be lishma. In Parshas Vayikra, the Samach es yodei al reish hachatos, the shochat oiso lechatos, in koim ashe yishchat es oilo. He shall slaughter it for a korban chatos. The Torah emphasizes oiso. Chatos nami. So too concerning chatos, we should make the same application. Nema, let us say, oiso lishma ksheira shaloi lishma psula. Only concerning it, the korban chatos, do we say that if it was shechted lishma, it is fit, and if it's shaloi lishma, it is invalid. And from oiso, we would deduce hasha'or zvachim concerning other karbonis, bein lishman, bein shaloi lishman ksherin, regardless if they are brought lishma or they are not brought lishma for their own sake, they remain valid. And yet we find Rabbi Eliezer holds that an asham has to be lishma. Why don't we apply the same oiso to let us know that the asham does not have to be lishma, only oiso, the chatos, has to be lishma? And with the Gemara, the oiso is in a different context. Hahu oiso lav davka. The word oiso, in reference to the korban chatos, does not indicate a uniqueness exclusive to korban chatos and excluding all other korbanos, the hashayer pesach, because we know that the korban pesach also is invalid if it's not lishma. And if in this context, concerning korban chatos, the word oiso excluded all else, it would have to exclude korban pesach as well. And we know that the korban pesach also must be shechted lishma. And if it's not brought lishma, it's invalid. Therefore, oiso will not exclude other karbonis, including the korban asham, in this context, where we know for certain that it's not dafka, it's not specific. Therefore, it does not exclude the need for the korban asham to be lishma. Korban asham also has to be lishma. But in Parshat Tzav, when the Torah says concerning the korban chatos, ha-koyin ha-machatei oiso, the koyin who performs it, the koyin who throws it, the word oiso teaches only its blood has to be applied above the line, excluding other karbanes, including asham, their blood is applied below the line. Frekta gemara hochanami lav dafka. That oiso is also not specific. That oiso also leaves something out. The hashayer oilas ha'if. Oilas ha'if, as we learn on Daf Samachayam at Aleph, also has its blood applied above the line. It would therefore seem that the oiso of hakein hamachata oiso, concerning the korban chatos, is also lavdafke. How then can we exclude asham from oiso? How do we know that the asham's blood is not applied above the line? That oiso also does not appear to be exclusive. And with the Gemara, bezvicha miho loishayer midi, concerning karbonis that necessitate shchita, nothing has been left out. Even though we find elas ha'if, whose blood has to be applied above the line, not included in the oiso of the korban chatos, there is no other offering korban that is shechted that's left out. The oiso of korban chatos refers dafka specifically to the korban chatos, excluding all other karbanos that are shechted, all other zvachim. From oiso we derive that the korban asham's blood is applied below the line. Zokta gemara vaitivi boiseima alternate teretz homani, who is of the opinion that oilas ha'if is not left out, the belozeb reb shimini. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon the Amar who stated, "Hai mokim lechud, the blood of one is applied in a unique location, the hai mokim lechud, and the blood of the other is applied in a different location." In other words, the blood of the korban chatos is located and applied in a different place than the blood of the oilas oif, the sanya we learned in a braisa. Damim hatachtonim, the bloods that are applied, the lower bloods, nitna michut hasikro lamata, are placed from the red line and downwards. Ve'al-yoinim, those that are considered the upper bloods, michut ha-sikro lamalo, they are placed from the red line and upwards. That's the position of the Tanakhama. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Reb Shimon argues, and he's of the opinion, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when do we say these things, that the upper bloods can be placed anywhere above the red line? Ba'ilas ha'if, regarding the blood of an Eilat Ha'if, a bird Eila. Aval b'chatas behema, he atzma einasa ela al gufan shel keren. When it comes to the blood of the chatas behema, of the animal offering for the chatas, it can only be done on the keren, gufa shel keren, on the horn of the mizbeach itself. If any of the blood of the carbon chatas is placed elsewhere, even if it's above the chutas sikra, but it's not on the keren of the mizbeach, it is invalid. Therefore, the aisa concerning the carbon chatas is very unique and specific. Nothing else can be compared to it. Everything else is excluded from it. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, only the blood of the chatas has to be applied on the keren. Even the eilas ha'if, whose blood is applied above the chut ha'sikra, is excluded from this aisa, because the blood of the eif, the chatas eif, is not placed on the keren of the mizbeach. Therefore, we can derive from the pasuk ha'kayin ha'machata aisa concerning the carbon chatas, only aisa dama lamala. The carbon chatas has its blood applied above the chut ha'sikra. Vein dami shalacha lamala. But the blood of other types of karbonis are not above the line. The korban osham cannot be compared and derived from the korban chatas, and therefore its blood, according to Rebbe Eliezer, is placed below the line. Korban osham having been excluded together with the other karbonis from hakayin amachata oisa. The korban chatas blood is placed above the chut ha'sikra. The korban osham's blood is applied below the chut ha'sikra. Zakta Gemara Vaita Tnan Hosom. We learned over there in a Mishnah, later on in the Masecht on Daf Pei Aleph from Amud Beis, three-way machlokes. Sheh Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva had said, Kol ha'domim shenichnasu l'chaper behechel posel. All offerings whose blood was introduced into the hechel, the sanctuary, to atone, are disqualified. Those bloods that have to be placed on the mizbeach hachitzain, and they were brought into the hechel, to apply them there, the bloods become pasul. The Chachamim say, chatos bovod. Only a chatos offering is invalid. The Torah says in Parshas Tzav, Tachol chatos asher yuvah midomo el oyel moyed, lechaper bakodesh, loisei ochel. Any sin offering from which some blood has been brought into the oyel moyed to effect atonement within the kodesh, within the holy, shall not be eaten, bo'eshti sareif, it shall be burned in fire. With very few exceptions, the avodah of the dam is performed only on the mizbeach hachitzin. The pasuk teaches us that if the kohen made a mistake, took the blood into the sanctuary with the intention of effecting atonement there, the entire korban becomes invalid and has to be burned. According to the chachomim, it's kol chatos asher yuva midomo. Only if the blood of a chatos chitzenis was brought into the hechel, that's when the chatos is psula, because the dam became invalid. But any other karbonis chitzenim, if the blood is brought inside the hechel, they do not become posel. That's the sheet of the chachamim. Rabbi Kiva expounds on the word v'chol. V'chol means to infer not just the korban chatos, but it includes all offerings, including other karbonis chitzenim as well, other offerings that are brought on the outer mizbeach, kotche kotchim, kotche kalim. All of these offerings whose blood was introduced into the hechel to atone are disqualified. The third sheet is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer concurs with the chachamim that it's chatos bovod. We focus on the word chatos. The Torah is only invalidating the chatos whose blood is brought into the hechel, only that korban is disqualified. Yet he also includes osham. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer learns af ha'osham, also the osham offering, if its blood is brought inside the hechel, it is invalid. Shenemar kachatos ka'osham. It says in Sav, as the chatos offering, so the osham offering. Since the pasuk equates the asham to the chatos, Rabbi Eliezer concludes that the asham is also disqualified when its blood is brought into the hechel, the sanctuary, but only because it's compared to chatos. Torah achas lohem, says the Torah, they have one law, therefore the asham and the chatos If their blood is introduced into the heichal, the korban is disqualified. Tesis compares shchit in the heichal to bringing the dam into the heichal. Yet the Briska Rav brings the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis that if the blood was brought into the heichal b'derech mishupash in a crooked, strange, roundabout way to the roof or the attic, not through the regular opening of the heichal, the korban is not invalidated. The Briska Rav proves from here that the mukim of the heichal does not invalidate inherently, for derech mishupash remains kosher. It is the actual act of bringing the blood bifnim that invalidates. Therefore, shchita beheichal could not be compared to dam shenichnasu lechaper beheichal, where its existence in the heichal does not invalidate it, rather the act of bringing it in bifnim passels it. There's no similar application to shchita. Rav Moshe Sternbach in his Sefer Zifrei Kodesh attempts to reconcile this, Ein Shom. Zokta Gemara Bishlema Rebbe Eliezer. We could understand the position of Rebbe Eliezer, who invalidates the Korban Chatos and the Oshom if their blood is brought bifnim, k'diyomer taimo. He said his reason. The Torah says, k'chatos k'oshom teira achas lohem. There's a hekesh between Chatos and Oshom. In the same way Chatos is invalidated when the blood is brought bifnim, so too the Oshom is invalidated when its blood is brought bifnim. El Rabbonin my time. What is the reason of the Chachamim? Why don't they apply the Hekish of Kechatos Ka'asham, invalidating the Asham whose blood was brought into the Heichel? Omar Rava, Rava explained, Asham Nichnas Dome Lifnim Pasul, the bringing of the blood of the Asham into the Heichel. Leimotis Amrit, you can't say that it will invalidate the Korban. Kalvachemim Miela. And we derive this as a kalvachimer from the Korban Oilo. And we turn now to the Yomid Aleph. Ma Oilo Shehi Kolil. Ma doth the Korban Oilo, which is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Nichnis Doma Lifnim Ksheiro. If the blood is brought inside the Heichel, the Korban remains valid. Oshem Sheinei Kolil. The Oshem that is not completely burnt. Like Kolshkin. Certainly, if the blood is brought into the Heichel, the Korban remains valid. It does not become pasul. Tosfos in Bechoris on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Ubeis Hillel proves from here that a kal v'chomer is mevatel a hekesh. Rabbi Eliezer has a hekesh, kachatos kohosham. The same way the chatos is invalid if the blood is brought into the heichal, so to the yosham. Nevertheless, the Gemara proposes a kal v'chomer from Oila to override the hekesh. Since Oilo, which is Cholil, completely burnt on the Mizbeach, Nichnas Doma Lefnim Ksheira, if the blood is brought into the Heichel, it remains valid. Oh, certainly Oshom, which is not Cholil, the blood that's brought into the Heichel does not invalidate the Korban. Says Taisvis, the Rabbanon also hold of this Hekesh, Kachatos Ka'osham. They utilize it in a different area. And therefore, if they hold that the Oshom blood does not invalidate the Korban, it must be because the Kal V'chomer overrides the Hekesh. The Prima Godim in Ginas V'rodim Klal Mem Vav learns differently than Tesis. And he explains, Hagufa, this is the Machlokes between Rabbi Lozer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lozer holds, even though you can ask on the Hekesh because of the Kal V'chomer, nevertheless, the Kal V'chomer will not override the Hekesh. And because there's a Hekesh Kachatos Ka'asham, the Asham is invalidated if the blood is brought into the Heichel. Ma She'en Kein, the Chachomim. There's a Kal Asham, which is derived from the Chamur, Oila, and if Oila is not invalidated by bringing the blood into the Heichel, then Asham surely is not invalidated as well. The Or HaYashar brings a third approach to this comparison between Hekesh and Kal V'chomer, Ein Sham. Frank the Gemara Ma'la Oila. We can disprove this Kal V'chomer. Eila is different. And the reason why it's not invalidated when the blood is brought into the Heichel, Shekein Eino Mechaperes. It does not create atonement. Mashein Kein Osham. Osham does create atonement. And therefore, possibly, we can apply the Hekesh of Kachatos Ka'osham. The Kal V'chomer to Eila does not apply. And if the blood of the Osham is brought into the Heichel, it should become invalidated. Why then do the Chachamim hold that it's only the Chatos and not the Osham? They also hold of the Hekish Kachatos Ka'osham. This Kal V'chomer similarly doesn't apply because Eila is different than Osham. Osham creates atonement and Eila does not. And for the Gemara Mincha Schoite Techiach, the Mincha of an individual who sinned will prove the point that Kapora has nothing to do with the reason why the Eila remains kosher if the blood is brought into the Heichel. The Mincha Schoite, a flower offering, the Kmitza is similar to the Dam, and if the Kmitz, a flower, is brought into the Heichel, the mincha remains valid. So even though it creates atonement, nevertheless, it remains valid. So the reason why the Eila remains valid when the blood is brought into the Heichel has nothing to do with the fact that it does not affect atonement. You find Minchas Chayta also, which creates atonement, remains valid even if the Kaimitz enters the Heichel. So this, therefore, is not a factor. So we do have the Kal V'Chomer comparing Asham to Eila. If Eila has its blood brought inside the Heichel and nevertheless remains Kshera, most certainly the Asham, which is not Chalil, not completely burnt, if its blood is brought into the Heichel, it remains valid. Frag the Gemara, why do you bring a proof from Minchas Chayte? Why Minchas Chayte Techiach? V'leimo Chatas Oif Techiach. Say something much stronger. That the Chatas Oif, the bird Chatas, will prove this point. If the blood of the Chatas Oif, which does come for atonement, is brought into the Heichel, the Chatas Oif is not disqualified. Obviously, that's not the issue. Whether or not it creates atonement is irrelevant. And therefore, we should be able to prove, utilizing a Kal V'Chomer from Eila, that the Korban Asham is not invalid when its blood is brought into the Heichel. A completely destitute individual brings a mincha, a flower offering for his Chatas. An individual with a bit more money is able to bring a chatas oif, a bird offering. And one who's comfortable and is able to afford it brings chatas behema, an animal offering for his chatas. Chatas oif is a greater proof because chatas oif also deals with dam. If the blood of the chatas oif is brought into the heichel, the korban remains valid. So too we should be able to prove that the atonement factor is not an issue, and if the blood of the Asham is brought into the Heichel, the Asham should remain valid. Chatos Ha'if is a stronger proof. Why do we bring a raya from Minchas Chayte? And the Gemara, Chatos Ha'if Bayad Rabbi Avni. The Chatos Ha'if itself is an unresolved question that Rabbi Avni asked, whether or not the korban is invalid when the blood is brought into the Heichel. There is no Kabbalah by Chatas Oif. When it comes to an animal Chatas, then the blood is collected into a Keli, a Kli Shoreis, and the blood is sprinkled from it. Chatas Oif's blood is sprinkled directly from the neck. Being that the blood of the Chatas Behema, the animal Chatas, is collected in a Kli Shoreis, it is only invalid if the blood in the Kli Shoreis is brought into the Heichel. But if there's accumulated blood in the neck of the animal and it is brought into the Heichel, that blood being brought into the Heichel in the neck does not invalidate the korban. The question Rav Avin has, whether or not the blood in the neck of the oif is considered like the blood in the animal and therefore it's not invalid, or that's considered its Kli Shoreis. Since the blood of the Chatas Oif is sprinkled directly from the neck, if the blood enters the Heichel while it is in the neck of the Oif, does that invalidate the Chatas Oif? Rav Avin wasn't certain. If so, we can't bring a decisive proof from Chatas Oif. We must resort to deriving a proof from Minchas Chayte, even though it is not an exact comparison, being that it does not entail bringing dam into the Heichel. Nevertheless, since it remains valid when the kaimitz is brought into the Heichel, and it is brought as an atonement, obviously the lack of kapara is a non-issue. And according to the Chachamim, the Asham can be derived with the Kal V'Chomer from Eila. If Eila, which is kalil, completely burnt, remains valid when its blood enters the Heichel, certainly the Asham remains valid as well. Frekta Gemara. And according to Bach, we take out the girsa of the word velifreich. Mal minchas chayte. Minchas chayte is unique and different. Shekein eino min zevach. It is not an offering that necessitates shechita. How can you use it to teach us that Asham, whose blood was brought into the Heichel, remains valid? And the Gemara, Ayla Techiach. Ayla will prove the point. Ayla is an offering that requires Shechita. Nevertheless, when its blood is brought into the Heichel, it remains a valid carbon. The Chazar Adin, and this discussion repeats itself, the issue of one is not like the other, the fact of the other is not like the former, the bottom line, the common denominator, Shehen Kodshei Kodashim. They are both Kodshei Kodashim. The Nichnos Lefnim Ksherin. And even if the blood is brought inside the Heichel, they remain kosher. Afani Avi Oshim. I will compare Oshim to this. Shehu Kodesh Kodashim. It is also Kodesh Kodashim. The Nichnos Dami Lefnim Kosher. If the blood enters the Heichel, it remains valid. Oyla is unique because it does not create kapara atonement. Minchas Chayta is unique because it does not require Shechita. Obviously, these factors do not create commonality between the two. What do Minchas Chayta and Oyla have in common? The fact that they are Kodesh Kodashim, and if their blood is brought into the Heichel, they do not become invalid. That commonality, says the Gemara, can also be shared and applied to Asher. Therefore, according to the Chachamim, if the blood of the Ashim is brought into the Heichel, the carbon remains valid. In fact, the Gemara, Amalei Rava mi Barnesh to Ravashi. Rava from Barnesh said to Ravashi. The Lifreich can ask, Mala Atzar HaShava Shebehen, do you know what's unique about these two? Carbon Eila, Emin Chaschaita, Shekin Elahem Kitzvah. They have no set amount. Taimar Ba'ashim, Sheyesh Le Kitzvah. Ashim is different, we learned earlier. The minimum amount for the ram that's brought as an asham is 2 shkalim. How can you compare asham to Eila and to Minchas Chayta that have no minimum monetary limit? There's a different reasoning as to why the Chachamim hold that the asham does not become psula, does not become invalid if the dam is brought into the Heichel. The Omar Kro, for it says in the Torah concerning the carbon chatos, Domo. Domo shel zuv ulei domo shel achar. Only if the blood of the carbon chatos is brought into the Heichel, only then will the carbon become invalid. But if the blood of another carbon is brought into the Heichel, the carbon will not become invalid. The Torah says in Parashat Tzav, the chol chatos asher yuva midoma el oil mayed lechaper b'kodesh, any chatos that shall be brought from its blood into the oil mayed to create atonement in the kodesh may not be eaten. Midoma teaches us only its blood invalidates the carbon. Only if the blood of the carbon chatos is brought into the heichel does the carbon become invalid. This excludes the blood of any other carbon, including the asham. If its blood is brought into the heichel, the asham remains a valid carbon. The idach. What about Rabbi Eliezer, who learns that the asham's blood also invalidates the carbon? What does he derive from doma? And the Gemara doma v'loy b'sora. It's referring to the blood of the carbon chatas that's brought into the Heichel, but if the meat of the carbon chatas is brought into the Heichel, the carbon is not invalid. The idach, and what about the chachamim? How do they know that it's only the blood that's invalid and not the meat? They use doma to exclude every other carbon, including the asham. How then do they know that it's only the blood that invalidates the carbon, and if the meat is brought into the Heichel, the carbon remains kosher? Dom, doma. They are derish dom, blood, its blood. The Torah could have said, asher yuva dom. Why does the Torah say, mi doma? Both things are derived. Dom teaches us that it's only blood that invalidates the carbon chatas, and not the meat when it's brought into the Heichel. Mi doma excludes any other carbon. Only from its blood, from the carbon chatas, is the blood brought into the Heichel able to invalidate the carbon. But concerning any other carbon, including the carbon asham, if the blood is brought into the Heichel, the carbon remains a valid carbon. The idach, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, dom doma loy dorish. He does not darshan expound dom, blood, doma, its blood. In other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it was necessary to mention dam to let us know that it's only blood that invalidates the carbon. And if the meat of the offering is brought into the Heichel, the carbon is not invalidated. It is common practice for the Torah to write mi doma from its blood. No void is left, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Midama teaches v'loy besorah, and not its meat, the korban remains valid even if the meat is brought into the heichel. And the hekesh of kechatos ka'osham teaches us that the osham is also invalid if the dam is brought into the heichel. Zokta gemara vayta bishloim l'rabbonon. The position of the rabbonon is understandable. The amri who stated in our mishnah, osham sheshachti shalei lishmoi kosher. If a korban osham is shechted shalei lishmo, not for its own sake, it remains valid. That's because there is a hekish which compares mincha to chatos and mincha to asham. The Tanya we learned in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon says, kodesh kodoshim hi kachatos v'chasham. Concerning a mincha, it is most holy, like a chatos and like an asham. In what way is a mincha both like a chatos and like an asham? Minchas choyte harei kachatos. The mincha that the choyte brings, referred to as the sinner's mincha, is like a chatos. Lefikach, therefore, comes to shaloi lishma psula. If the kmitza is done shaloi lishma without the proper intention, it's psula, it's invalid. Minchas nedova harei kashem. And there's another mincha, the donated mincha, that is considered like an oshem. Lefikach, therefore, kimsa shaloi lishma. If the kmitza was done lacking lishma, ksheira, it is considered valid. This brisa, the statement of Rav Shimon, defines the position of the Chachamim. When they say that if an asham is shechted shaloi lishma, it's kosher, it follows Rav Shimon, who compares the minchas nedava to an asham, to let us know that even if the kmitza was shaloi lishma, ksheira, it remains a valid mincha. So too, if the asham is shechted shaloi lishma, it remains a valid korban. That indeed is the reason why the Torah compares one type of mincha to a chatos and the other type of mincha to an asham. Minchas choyte is like the korban chatos, and therefore if it's shalei lishma, it's invalid. Minchas nedove is like the korban asham. If it's shalei lishma, it remains kshera. Frakta Gemara, elul the Rabbi Eliezer. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, lamai hilcha seiskash mincha lechatos mincha l'asham. Why was it necessary, for what purpose in halacha, do we compare the mincha to both chatos and the mincha to asham? It has the same din. According to Rabbi Eliezer, both the chatos and the asham, if brought shalei lishma, psula is invalid. So why then does the Torah have to differentiate and compare mincha both to chatos and to asham? It's the exact same halacha. And for the Gemara, l'chi idach to Reb Shimon. The reason why the Torah compared the mincha to both chatos and to asham, the Torah says, kodesh kodoshim hi, kachatos, v'cho asham, it's for the other statement of Rav Shimon. The snan, for we learned in the Mishnah, in the Sechta Menachas, and Afcha Vavim and Aleph, shaloi b'chli shareis psula. If the kmitza of the mincha that you're bringing is not placed into a kli shareis, a sacred vessel, the mincha remains psula, invalid. Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon holds the mincha is still considered kosher. Now Rabbi Shimon also agrees, says Rashi, that it's necessary to place the offering into a kli shareis. The question is only, after you do kmitza, do you have to place it into another kli shareis? Which would be like receiving the dam in a kli shareis kabbalah? Or can the kohen bring it directly to the mizbeach from the kmitza when it's still in his hand? According to Rabbi Shimon, this is not necessary. According to the Tanakhama, it is. The Tanakhama compares the korban, the zevach, to the mincha. Shechita is like the kmitza. Kabbalah, the accepting and receiving of the blood in the kli shareis, is placing the flour of the kmitza into a second kli shareis. That's its kabbalah. That's the mincha's kabbalah and its likuva. Halacha is bringing the mincha as you bring the korban to the mizbeach, and the burning of the kaimitz is like the zrika of the dam of the zevach of the animal offering. According to the Tanakhama, if you don't place the kmitza into a second kli shareis and bring it to the mizbeach, it's psula. You're lacking this integral component of kabbalah. According to Reb Shimon, it is kosher, even though you've brought it directly to the mizbeach while still in the kohen's hand after the act of kmitza. Nevertheless, it is ksheira. Reb Shimon is machshir. The Amar of Yehuda Barida Bechia, And Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Chiya, said, my time under Rabbi Shimon, what is Rabbi Shimon's rationale? Amakro, it says in the Torah, Kodesh Kodoshim Hi, Kachatos V'Chosham. It is most holy, like a Chatos and like an Osham. Bolaiv Dabiyad, if the Kayan offers the Kmitza with his hand, Uvdabiyamin Kachatos, then it is to be compared to a Korban Chatos, and he brings it with his right hand, as he would sprinkle the blood of the Chatos with his right hand. That's how he offers the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach. The Kli, but if he brings it with a Keli, in a Kli Shores, then it is to be compared to an Asham. Oiv the Bismail Ka Asham, he can bring it to the Avodah with the left hand, the same way he's able to bring the blood of the Korban Asham with his left hand, according to Reb Shimon, and sprinkle it on the Mizbeach with his left hand. For according to Reb Shimon, only the Korban Chatos mandates the Kayin doing Zrika with his right hand. The Zrika of the Dam of any other Korban can be done with the left hand. This is the purpose of the Hekish comparing Mincha to both Chatos and Asham. If the Kayin brings the Mincha, the Kaimates, without a Keli, with his hand, then he's able to apply it with the right hand, just like he would the blood of the Korban Chatos. If he brings it the Kli, if he brings it in a Kli Shoreis, a sacred vessel, he transports it and places it with his left hand, just as, according to Reb Shimon, he may do with the blood of a Korban Asher. In fact, the Gemara of Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, high kro mapik le'lahochi, mapik le'lahochi, how could you use the same pasuk to teach you both things? Kodesh Kodoshim Hi Kachatos V'Chashim, according to Reb Shimon, teaches us some menachas are invalid if brought Shalei Lishma, just like the Korban Chatos, and other menachas are like a Korban Asham and not invalid if brought Shalei Lishma. Additionally, we're being taught now by Rav Yehuda, the Rei Reb Chiya, that Reb Shimon also uses it to teach us that an individual can bring a Kaimitz utilizing his right hand even without a Kli Shoreis. That would be like a Chatos. Or he can bring it like an Asham, utilizing a Kli Shoreis, and bring it in his left hand. How can both expositions be derived from the same Pasuk? And for the Gemara Ikakro, the purpose of the Pasuk, Kachatos Ka'asham, Lecha Rav Yehuda B'Rei Reb Chiya Hudasa, follows the teaching of Rav Yehuda B'Rei Reb Chiya that compares the Mincha to both Chatos and Asham concerning the fact that it can be brought by hand or with a Kli Shoreis. U'minchas Chayte, and the fact that a minchas chayta brought shalei lishma is possible, the psula shalei lishma is invalid if it's not brought lishma, tamachrinahu. There's another reason for it. Chatos taimamai. There's a machlekes as to what is the reason why the chatos is invalid if it's not brought lishma. Tichsiv bo, because it says concerning the korban chatos, who, the word who, the Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalid, Pasuk Chav Dalid, concerning the korban chatos, v'samach yodei al reish ha-soyer, v'shachat eisei b'mkema she'ishchat esa'ilu lefnei Hashem, chatosu, it is a sin offering, it is a korban chatos. Minchas chayte nami ksiv bo hi, concerning the minchas chayte, it also says the word he, emphasizing that it is a chatos. For in Parshas Vayikra, Perek He, Pasuk Yud Beis, concerning the mincha, the Torah says, it is a sin offering. The he in this pasuk teaches us that the minchas chayte as well, if it is brought shalei lishma, psula becomes invalid. In summation, according to Reb Shimon, kodesh kodeshim hi kachatos v'chosham, comparing the mincha to both korban chatos and korban asham, teaches us the mincha can be brought with his hand, the kemetz can be brought to the mizbeach with his right hand like a korban chatos, or with a kli shoreis, and his left hand like a korban asham. The korban chatos that is brought shalei lishma is invalid because it says who? The mincha chayte that is brought shalei lishma is invalid because it says chatos hi. Frakta gemara l'rabbonon. What does the Rabbanan do with the comparison between Asham and Chatos? L'may hilchasa iskish Asham l'chatos. Why does the Torah say kachatos ka'asham? Asham is not compared to Chatos. The Korban Chatos that shechted shalei lishma is psula, but the Korban Asham, conversely, that is shechted shalei lishma remains kshera. What is the comparison therefore the Torah is making between Asham and Chatas? Loi melach ma Chatas tun smicha af Asham tun smicha. To tell you, to teach you that the same way the Korban Chatas necessitates leaning smicha, the Korban Asham also requires smicha. Zakta Gemara Vaita. The Tanakhama stated in our Mishnah that every Korban, excluding Chatas and Pesach, of Shechtet Shelo Lishman, remain valid. Kshero. Even if the Korban in question was erroneously Shechted L'shem Chatos or L'shem Pesach. Quoting from our Mishnah, Yesi ben Chayni Eimer, Yesi ben Chayni said, Hanishchotin, all of the Korbanis, if they are Shechted for Pesach on the specified day that it's to be Shechted, on the 14th of Nisan, or if they're Shechted L'shem Chatos, they are Psulin, they are invalid. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Rabbi Yechanan, Yaisi ben Chayni v'Rabbi Eliezer Amru Dover Echad. This Yaisi ben Chayni of our Mishnah and Rabbi Eliezer said the same thing. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Eliezer also agrees with Yosef ben Chayni that any korban that was shechted l'shem Chatas during the course of the year or l'shem Pesach on the 14th of Nisan at its specified time will be invalid. Rabbi Omar Rabbi said, Ba'achirim l'shem Chatas pligi. Yosef ben Chayni and Rabbi Eliezer argue about other types of korbanis that was shechted l'shem chatas for the sake of a chatas. According to Taisvis, Daf Yir Aleph Amid Bey, Zibra Maskel, Omar, Rabbi is concurring with Rabbi Yechanan. If Rashi here learns that Rabbi is arguing on Rabbi Yechanan and is limiting the agreement between Rabbi Eliezer and Yosef ben Chayni only to the individual who shechts any type of korban l'shem Korban Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. If that Korban was shechted during the course of the year L'shem Chatas, then Rabbi Eliezer will argue on Yosef ben Chayni and he will hold the Korban remains valid. We will learn according to Rashi that Rabba and Rabbi Yechanan are arguing, with Rabba limiting the agreement between Yosef ben Chayni and Rabbi Eliezer only to the case of an individual who shechted any kind of Korban L'shem Korban Pesach. In that case, they concur that the korban becomes invalid. But if any korban was shechted l'shem chatas, according to Yosef ben Chayni, it is invalid. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it remains kshera. Titzanya, we learned in a braisa. Ha-Pesach sha'ovra shnosai. A korban Pesach that had passed its first year. Cannot be used for a korban Pesach anymore, but it can be used for a korban shlomim. U'shchotai bizmanai l'shmoi. And it was shechted during its specified time, meaning the 14th of Nisan, for its own sake. In other words, he brought a korban shlomim l'shem korban Pesach. He brought this animal that was older than a year as a korban shlomim, but l'shem for the sake of the korban Pesach. B'chein ha'sheichet acherim l'shem Pesach bizmanai. So too, if an individual brings any other kind of korban bizmanai on the 14th of Nisan, on the specified time of the korban Pesach, for the sake of the korban Pesach. Says the Brice of Rabbi Eliezer Paisel, Rabbi Yeshua Machsher. Rabbi Eliezer invalidates, Rabbi Yeshua holds this still kosher. So we see that Rabbi Eliezer is concurring with Yosef ben Chayni of our Mishnah, that if a korban was brought for the sake of the korban Pesach, bizmani, and the specified time that the korban Pesach is to be brought on the 14th of Nisan, it is invalid. Amar Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Eliezer, in Bishar Yimais HaShonah, the other days of the year, not the 14th of Nisan, any other day of the year, She'enei kosher l'shmoi, that if the korban is brought as a korban Pesach, it is not valid. The Torah tells us, Beino Arbaim in the afternoon, the korban Pesach is only kshera if it is shechted in the afternoon. Any other time that it is shechted, it is not valid. Nevertheless, acherim kshera l'shmoi. Other korbanis that are brought for the sake of the korban Pesach any other time of the entire year are valid. Then bizmanoi, at its appointed time, the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon, Shehu Kosher L'shmoi, that the Korban Pesach is brought, it is valid as long as it's brought L'shem Pesach. Einoi din sheyichshu acherim L'shmoi. Most certainly, the other Karbanis that are brought L'shem Pesach should be kosher. If they are kosher the entire year, why shouldn't they be kosher on the very day that the Korban Pesach is kosher? A Korban Pesach brought L'shem Korban Pesach at any other time of the year would be invalid. This is the limited time, the afternoon of the 14th, when if the Korban Pesach is brought l'shma, it is considered valid. If every other carbon that brought Lashem Carbon Pesach during the course of the entire year, according to Rabbi Eliezer, remains valid, even though it's brought Lashem Pesach, then most certainly during this window of opportunity that allows the Carbon Pesach to be valid, most certainly every other carbon should remain valid as well. Amar le Rabbi Eliezer answers Rabbi Yeshua, Oy chiluf hadvorim. According to your line of reasoning, then we should reverse a halacha lemaisa that we know is not true. As Rashi explains, based on your line of reasoning, we should indeed paskin that if a Korban Pesach was brought on the 14th Shaloi Lishma, just like it remains valid during the course of the entire year, so too, on the 14th it should remain Kshera. Umayim b'shar yimeis hashana, during the rest of the year. Shein ha'kosho lishmoi kosho l'shem acherim, it, the Korban Pesach, is not valid when it is shechted for its own sake. Nevertheless, it remains kosher when it is shechted for other types of karbonis. Bismanayshu kosher lishmoi, during the time when the Carbon Pesach is valid, is kosher when it's shechted for its own sake. Einoy din sheyukshel l'shem acherim, isn't it a certainty that it should be valid if it is shechted for other types of karbonis? The yukshel pesach bar ba'asa shalei lishmoi, and according to your line of reasoning, we should be machsher, we should validate a Carbon Pesach that was shechted and brought on the 14th of Nisan, even though it wasn't shechted l'shma for its own sake. The kach ha-toimer, and you really hold that way. How can you apply this type of kal v'chomer with that line of reasoning? A korban pesach that was shechted on the 14th of Nisan, shelo l'shma, should be valid, and we know it's psula. Additionally, continues the Eliezer, a korban shechted l'shem pesach during the year is kshera, because the korban pesach itself would be kshera if shechted l'shem another carbon at that time. The 14th of Nisan is different. If a carbon pesach shechted for the sake of another carbon is psula, other carbonists that are shechted at that time will also be invalid when shechted l'shem pesach. You can't compare the rest of the year to this man of the carbon pesach, to the 14th. It is unique. The logic of your kal v'chomer of Yeshua doesn't apply to the 14th of Nisan. Mali, what difference does it make to me that we validate other karbanis that are shechted l'shem pesach during the course of the year? Shekenu kosher l'shem achirim. The rationale being, because during that time, the pesach, when shechted for the sake of other karbanis, is kosher. That lead you v'yuchshuru achirim bizmani l'shmo? Shekenu posher l'shem achirim. Would you then extend this and be machshir other karbanis brought during its man, the 14th, l'shem karban pesach? At the same time that the Carbon Pesach brought l'shem other karbanis would be invalid? Rashi interjects that according to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Eliezer would extend and apply this line of reasoning to Chatas as well, which is psula year-round when shechted shalei l'shma. That any korban shechted l'shem Chatas would be invalid the same way the Chatas is invalid when shechted l'shem any other korban. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, in Cain, with this line of reasoning, Hayrata Keach Pesach, you've weakened the strength of the Carbon Pesach, and you've given additional strength to the Carbon Shlomim. The Carbon Pesach must be more stringent than the Carbon Shlomim. A Carbon Pesach lacking Lishma is Psula. V'amarta Zevach Pesach teaches us that. Explains Rashi, there is no such limud for the Shlomim. It, as all other Zvachim, remains valid Shalei Lishman. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua refutes Rabbi Eliezer, because based on Rabbi Eliezer's position, an animal brought l'shem shlomim during the course of the year, even though originally designated as a Pesach, is kshera. But a shlomim that is shechted on the 14th l'shem Pesach is psula. It would therefore appear that the shlomim has more limitations and is stricter in nature than the Pesach, something which is not feasible. Zokta Gemara Vaita in response, Chazar Rabbi Eliezer changes his mind, v'doni din achar, and learns in a different fashion. Matzinu we find Meiser Pesach bo shlomim. The extra Pesach, if for example a Pesach is over a year old, or for example it's not the 14th of Nisan, that designated carbon that originally been designated for a carbon Pesach is used as a shlomim. The ain ma'isa shlomim ba Pesach. But an extra shlomim, if an individual designated a carbon for a shlomim, but used a different carbon for his chiyuv shlomim, that cannot be used as a carbon Pesach. Therefore, ma Pesach shemaisori ba shlomim ma dach the carbon Pesach. That the residual Pesach can be used as a shlomim. Shchotei bizmani l'shem shlomim pasul. If an individual shechted it on the 14th, the time of the Korban Pesach. For the sake of the Shlomim, it's invalid. Shlomim Shein Meisarim Bo Pesach. The Shlomim that cannot be used as a Korban Pesach. Im Shchotam L'Shein Pesach Bizmanei Enei Din Shiyu Psulim. If that Korban is Shechted L'Shein Pesach, at the designated time of the Korban Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, isn't it a certainty that it should also be invalid? If the Pesach that is Shechted L'Shein Shlomim is Psula, certainly the Shlomim Shechted L'Shein Pesach should be invalid. We turn to the Yomid Bey. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Eliezer, Matzinu Meisar Chatos Ba'ilo. We find that the extra Chatos can be brought as an Oilo Sibur. Rashi gives two instances. He designated X amount of money for a Chatos that costs less. The extra money is used to purchase an Oilo. Or two behemoths were designated, one as a replacement if something happened to the other. When the first the shecht of the extra behemoth is put to pasture until it incurs a mum, it is sold and the money is applied to an oila. An extra chatas can be brought as an oila. Vein meisa oila bo chatas. But extra money left over on the purchase of an oila cannot be used towards a chatas, only for another oila. Uma chatas shemaisoro bo oila. Just like a chatas whose extra can be used as an oila. Shchot l'shem oila psula. If it is shechted l'shem oila, it's invalid. Oila she'ein b'yisora b'chatas, an oila that cannot be brought as a chatas, shchot l'shem chatas in edin sh'tei psula, is it not a certainty that if it's shechted l'shem chatas, it's invalid? Rashi explains that from here, Rabba proves, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that even though a korban that shechted l'shem pesach is psula, a korban shechted l'shem chatas is k'shera. Since Rabbi Eliezer did not answer Rabbi Yeshua in this brisa, that another korban shechted l'shem chatos is indeed invalid. Obviously, according to Rabba, Rabbi Eliezer only agrees with Yosef ben Chani of Amishnah concerning any korban that is brought l'shem Pesach. That shechita invalidates the korban. But if it's shechted l'shem chatos, it would be k'shera. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, loy, that's not the case. Im amarto b'chatos, an oila is k'shera when brought l'shem chatos. Because it is kosher the entire year if it's brought l'shmo. That's why if an oil is brought l'shem chatos, there's a leniency and it will remain valid. Taimar, can you say the same thing but Pesach concerning a carbon Pesach? She'ene kosher l'shmo yele b'zmanai. It is only kosher when brought for its own sake on the 14th of Nisan during its time. Hayel v'pasul l'shmoi, dinu sheyifsulu acherim l'shmoi. Since for the majority of the time, during the entire year, except for the 14th of Nisan, a Korban Pesach that's brought for its own sake will be invalid, then most certainly another Korban that is brought for the sake of the Korban Pesach will be invalid. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a leniency that Chatas possesses that the Korban Pesach does not possess. The Korban Chatas can be brought during the entire year. It's brought Lishma for its own sake, its Ksher is valid. The Korban Pesach, when brought the entire year, even Lishma for its own sake, is not valid, except when it's brought during the limited window of opportunity on the 14th of Nisan. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, a korban oila or another korban that is brought l'shem chatos is kshera, but a korban that is brought l'shem pesach is psula remains invalid.